So let me ask you, does God still punish his children? When you do something wrong, and you know it was wrong, does he still get out his big cosmic ruler and wrap you over the knuckles? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. It's a good question to ask, and a very good one to answer, because in this world of cause and effect, our expectation is very much that those who do wrong should be punished. But here's the thing. If you believe that Jesus died on that cross to pay the price of your sin, then you know that he took your punishment upon himself once and for all. So it wouldn't make sense for God to punish you again, would it? Indeed, Jesus himself says this, Revelation chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. Those whom I dearly and tenderly love, I rebuke and discipline, showing them their faults and instructing them. So be enthusiastic and repent. Change your inner self, your old way of thinking, your sinful behavior. Seek God's will. Behold, I stand at the door and continually knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and eat with him, restore him, and he with me. Does God still punish us? No. Does he rebuke and discipline us out of his great love? Absolutely. Why? To teach us, to restore us, to fellowship with us. There's a big difference between discipline and punishment. Award-winning author L.R. Nost explains it like this. Discipline is helping a child solve a problem. Punishment is making a child suffer for having a problem. Jesus is focused on the solution, not the problem. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And out of his great love, he wants you and me to live in complete victory over our sin. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His Word.